Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it.
Why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago skyline studio and on great stations all around the country to the Jim Bob Show. Game day edition. And Jim Bob, one of our recurring features is going to be Tales of the Tailgate. When you think of tales, these guys have more great stories to tell than almost anyone.
Oh my God. This guy especially. I'm going to introduce the general public here across the United States to, he's known as G-Man, and he runs the most epic tailgates for us and El Bandito Yankee and Juana Parley and all the other vendors and guys that he puts together with these tailgates. It is truly epic. Welcome, G-Man, to the show. It's so good to have you. And man, do we have fun when we get together, brother.
Absolutely, Jim Bob. Thanks for having me on.
I got to tell you right off the bat, I got to ask you a quick question. I mean, you know, last week we had the Bengals come to town. And so the Chiefs Bengals and the tailgate that you guys put on, it's epic. It really is. What first inspired you to put these together and create such a wonderful, epic environment in Kansas City? I mean, tailgates there are noted, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. But what inspired you and Nate, the G-Man and Nate are our two guys. And Nate, unfortunately, is, you know, he's playing golf, but it is for a good cause. It's for charity. So we're going to – we'll
a little kid will live because of you, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So So what started it, brother?
So about 12 years ago, it just started with a small group of us. We had a guy from Joplin, another guy from Illinois, and we just kind of gathered up. And then from there, it actually just started exploding because that's when social media really started to really get everything out. And really about the last 6 or 7 years, it got from about 20 of us to now we have literally up to 600 to 800 people at the tailgate.
Wow.
We have 25,000 followers.
Yeah, you've become a key figure in the tail greeters and the tailgating scene there in Kansas City. What makes the, I mean, I tell everybody, I mean, when we go to Arrowhead, hey, the tailgate scene there is something. Well, why do you think that is in Kansas City? Why are the tailgates so special there?
Well, I think it's actually the parking lot and the people. We have a really good place to gather up. You know, we want people from other cities to come enjoy themselves, fans of other teams, and all just come together and have a good time, make the world better.
You think about this when it comes to the Mount Rushmore of tailgating, like Nate, you and you, G-Man, you guys would be right up there. And you think about the places for this, Kansas City's iconic, Arrowhead's iconic, the parking lot, Lot J, right? It's the Lot J tailgate crew. That's where you guys are located. And talk a little bit about some of the people that have come from around the world and tailgated with you because they've heard of all of your accolades.
We've had people from all over the world come, and they give us a heads up. I mean, and even if somebody from another team, we have stuff set up for them, drinks, food, everything. So it's from Australia, from New York, California, you name it.
I will tell you, everybody. Buddy, what's our guy's name that was next to us this last one that had the ribs that I thought were, my God, they were delicious. They were one of the best ribs I've ever had. And keep in mind, I've spent time in Texas barbecue. I've spent time in Carolina barbecue and time in Kansas City barbecue. I mean, and Memphis. What was his name? Those ribs were fantastic.
That was Ben Agee. He does the ribs. He'll do tri-tip. You know, they got, they're phenomenal.
When you're bringing somebody the first time to one of your tailgates and the Chiefs tailgates in general, what's the one thing that, you know, you don't ever want to miss out there when you come to the tailgates?
You know, you want to get there early. So when we do serve the food, you know, it's all through donations or free. We just want everybody to have a good time. Towards the end, we do a tequila toast. That's been in our repertoire for Inception.
And so, now you've got one of the world's greatest tequilas.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about it. G-Man, think about this. You know, you have been, and Kansas City fans, spoiled, right? That the you know, the Chiefs are great. You know, they're the defending two-time back-to-back world champions. And we talk about it up here in Chicago. The Bears, oftentimes the game ends in disappointment. The best thing about the entire day is the tailgate. We talk about it is that you can be undefeated in the tailgate with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee. Talk about that. You guys had a good thing. It's even better now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with the tequila, the margaritas, the shots, it's... Yes, it is.
How about this? Epic. How about this? So we are driving to the airport to fly out after the game, and you get on the radio, and you're doing the El Bandito Yankee big shout-out on the radio. Can you just run it past us, replay it for us, because it was epic.
Okay, so they were talking about Bucker as our kicker and how he's got ice in his veins, and I'm like, no, he doesn't have ice in his veins. He has El Bandito in his veins. He is smooth.
And then the announcer echoed it again.
Yes, he would.
Yes, he came back about two sentences later saying, yes, he does have El Bandito in his veins.
What's your favorite part of all this? I mean, you work your butts off. I will tell everybody, I mean, you're set up, you guys get there so early, and then you get everything organized. But what's the favorite part of these tailgate events with you guys and tailgaters and El Bandito Yankee and Juana Parlay? What's the favorite part for you?
I'll be honest, it's afterwards when people thank us and tell us how they've had such a great time and they just can't wait to come back. That makes you feel like it's worthy.
You know, you think about that, the spoils. Obviously, you get a personal satisfaction by providing people an amazing experience. They go home, they talk about it. Lot J tailgate crew getting out there, you know, the Chiefs, all of that stuff is amazing. You personally, Jim Bob, sort of, you know, he intimated too, is there's a lot of perks to this. You guys, you guys are celebrities now. You guys are tailgate royalty.
Well, the good thing about that too, so we meet other people come in, sometimes we'll end up going to their stadium. And so, you know, they'll reciprocate.
Yeah. We're going to close it up here in a second, but I got to know, you've been doing these tailgates now for 11, 12 years. What's the wildest thing you've ever seen? And keep in mind, this is a G-rated show,
it's
not a Disney.
Family show.
Well, I got to keep it PG anyway. So I gave, maybe the one is when actually had a Buffalo fan jump off our trailer onto the table.
Uh-huh. And he ended up going to the hospital.
Compound fracture?
Yeah. I don't think he needed to go to the hospital till the next day. He didn't realize it.
Yeah, he broke his elbow. Hey, first of all, the trailer's 14 foot high. So, I mean, he took a dive off of that. I mean, that there you go, buddy. I mean, it says something about the Buffalo fans and their mentality. But they're all good people when they come into tailgaters and your tailgate stuff. Man, you guys do such a great job. What do you think about the Chiefs this week? Let's get your prognostication on what the Chiefs are going to do.
I look for a low scoring game, but honestly, for us to actually have a lot, it's not going to be as close. Mahomes has heard a lot on the news and radio how he's had such a down first two games. So
yeah,
I look for Kelce and him to make a move.
You got to look at the scoreboard though. At the end of the day, it all seems okay, right? As the Chiefs are going for the unprecedented three-peat. And I know that every game for Chiefs fans, it's an event. It is an occurrence. You get to see the world champs. It's the place to be, the epicenter of success in football. But for you as a guy that looks at that schedule and has to determine whether it's the other fan base that's coming in, whether it's a rivalry, whether it's just a big marquee date on the schedule, what are a couple of the games that you and Nate have kind of penciled in as like, wow, this one is going to be one not to miss?
Well, obviously with the Chargers, they're always a tough out for us. So that's always a coin toss. Plus, it's in the division. So.
Yeah, and the Chargers are starting off at 2-0, and you know, we'll see what happens on that. Is that, you know, the Chiefs go into Atlanta favored by 5, and then we saw that great comeback by Kirk Cousins that he orchestrated against Philly. So, you know, I can't, again, I'm having a hard time, you know, so far of what is really representative of who. I mean, you know, the Cowboys start off great, and boy, they got trounced by the Saints. And then the Saints have started off so good. Who are the Saints? And then the Rams, who I thought were going to be really good, are 0-2. And then, you know, the Seahawks look like they're going to win the division out there, and they're 2-0. And then, surprisingly, the Vikings, everybody had written them off. So I don't really know, coming into week three, who is what. Are the 49ers, are they, they're 1-1. Cowboys, who we thought was going to be dominant. You know, so I don't know who, and, you know, surprisingly, the Bucks and the way they're playing. So I don't know who is who yet. And I tell you what, Mahomes, he hasn't played great, but the Chiefs have won. Spagnuolo's defense has done their job when they need to. So I'm expecting him to light it up a little bit in Atlanta.
I totally agree. Oh, NFL, that's tough every week.
It is. One thing you know, though, the Chiefs, a lot of teams don't know who they are. The Chiefs are the world champs. And as confident as you can be, G-Man, as we let you go, you're going to give the information maybe on the for the Facebook page, or people to keep up or catch up or find out if you're going to make that trip. And then also, have you already got your reservations for what is now known as the Chiefs Invitational, the Super Bowl in New Orleans?
Absolutely. You can get a hold of us on Lot J on Facebook or Lot J Tail Greeting.
Perfect, buddy. Perfect. Good stuff. Good stuff, brother.
All right. Hey. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right.